At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone, we'll pay it off up to $650, only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p, up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering, $650 via virtual prepaid card, allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
Hey everyone, this is Christian Heimel, host of Caught Listening. Thanks for listening to the following podcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle. Hey everybody, it is another week, which means it's another Thursday, which means you guessed it, another episode of Let's Hustle.
Hey.
That was really extreme.
That was incredible. I'm really happy that we did that.
Also, we might have some new equipment, and so I was just getting a little froggy.
I know. Well, so we have some new sound equipment, which we're really stoked about.
Thank you to my sister-in-law, Ariana Dupre.
Ariana, you're a gangsta. And we're trying to figure it out because we're not professionals. So this might sound like crap. This might sound amazing. It might be the best thing you've ever heard in your life.
But all we know is one day when you come to us with questions, we will have learned them.
We will have learned them. We learned this about 30 minutes ago. So
give or take.
Give or take. It is what it is.
And we're happy with it.
Yeah, we are.
And we look so cool right now, you guys.
This mixing, this soundboard that we have is, I mean, it's gorgeous.
We are going to get into the nitty and the gritty of it all.
Yes.
And I can't even wait. And I'm so excited for your ears to just take in this sound.
I think we should start singing our theme song live.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I'll be the alto, you be the soprano.
Okay.
How does it go?
So it's Monday, yeah. Well, guess what? You're only 3 more days till Thursday, yeah. So what's gonna happen at 5 a.m.? Let's hustle.
I was talking about like our song that we have that is over our intro. Like the musical part. I was like, I think we just say, hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle. Like the music underneath that, right?
Sure.
I don't know how we were going to do that. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Obviously, we're just playing around.
Yeah.
Just horsing around over here.
Chelsea.
I'm so embarrassed.
No, I really loved your song so much.
Thanks. It was just off the cuff.
I could tell.
Okay, well, let's just be really honest about it.
Of course. How's your week been, my dear?
Great. So at work, I have taken on some more responsibilities with training, which has been really fun, and onboarding new people, which, let me tell you, I'm here for. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Love it.
Awesome.
The people on my team are awesome, obsessed. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm trying to think of all the things that have been going on. I feel like there's a million and 10 things that I'm doing, but everything's just smooth sailing right now. No complaints on my end.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Thanks.
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, my grandpa turns 90 tomorrow. Happy birthday, aww. Pop. I love you.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait. Today's Monday. So, like, when you listen to this, Pop is 90 and 2 days old.
Amazing. That's sick. That's yeah. great.
Love it.
I'm happy for him.
Me too.
90 years old.
Right?
What a life.
I mean, he's seen some things.
He's seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, 90 years ago, that was... Oh. Wow. 1930.
Yeah, my grandma's born 29.
He saw World War One.
Yeah. He tried to enlist in the military, and he was too young, and they wouldn't let him. He, like...
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like born in 19... Yeah.
He tried, though.
Yeah.
Or wait, am I doing that math
right? I don't even want to talk about it. 19. Yeah. So it's 19... Not 10 years after 100, that puts him at 90. So, like, a century would have been 1920. But, yeah,
1930. Okay. Woo, math. What's that?
You did it.
Thank you.
Hooray.
That was, like, really... That was a lot for a moment.
So we're going to talk about money today.
And you're going to take advice from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I might write a jingle in between. We haven't decided.
I'm really excited for you.
So, good. It's fine. Let me know if you need a song.
So.
Yeah, let's do it. How was your week?
Oh.
I'm like, forget you, Lee. I'm Let me talk about me.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about us.
Oh. I hated that song.
So much.
Okay, but the music video for that song was maybe the worst music video ever made.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Go look it up if you've never seen the... Who's it by? Trace Adkins. Trace Adkins. Want to talk about me?
Want to talk about... I want to talk about number one.
Oh, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I do.
Oh. I like talking about you, usually.
I think it's just called me.
But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
The music video is really bad.
Yeah.
Chelsea's rendition was way more worth it than the music video.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyways, my week has been a little crazy. I don't know.
I mean, I know what's been going on with you. You have a business that is like getting busier and busier by the moment.
Yes.
We're running this podcast.
Yes.
Meow. And I don't know why I did that. And you started another job.
I did.
Okay. And you work for Kentucky Commission on Human Rights.
Yes.
She's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, honey.
And then I'm the president of a supporters group.
Oh, and then I left that out. And you do like live shows like every night.
And I have a TikTok I have to keep up with. Gotta keep creating all these content for my fans. It's hard. I don't like it.
Yeah. Did anybody read your message from last week? Starts with a K, ends with a heavens.
No. Actually, I haven't even checked. Let's check.
You guys, real time, we're about to find out.
Let's check to see if Chris Evans saw my DM.
Do.
Like, what message did I send? See, I had such a severe case of the efforts that I forgot that I had even sent it. So.
Oh, that's the best kind of case. Let's look. You have like the fake it till you make it case of the efforts, or just like a full blown?
Sorry, there is no seen receipt on there.
I don't think that they have seen receipts.
They do.
Oh. Okay, well.
Like, who did I send a message to earlier?
But after a certain point, did they just go away?
No, they stay there. Scene. Sorry.
Okay, but really, that costume of Miss Trunchbull on the little girl is to die for.
Incredible.
I wish you guys could see Elise's phone because it was Miss Trunchbull as a child. And it is so freaking cute. It made me want to have a child just so I could dress her up, or him, for that matter.
What are you going to be for Halloween this year?
I don't even know. I was thinking of being Lydia and having Adam be Beetlejuice. But here's the thing. My friends have the heads for Adam and Barbara. And so I think I'm just going to go to Goodwill and get Adam a plaid shirt. And we're just going to be Adam and Barbara.
I love that.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Gina Davis.
Obsessed with her. And then maybe next year.
We went and saw it.
I know.
Between the last podcast and now. We had a nice, our friend Daniel rented.
What a sweet angel he is.
Sweet, perfect angel. Rented out a little private theater. And so it was just like him and like 12 of his friends. And like,
You had to wear masks the whole time, but you guys had to go into a private theater, and he picked Beetlejuice for us to watch.
Did we have our masks on the whole movie?
I think that since we were all separate, like, we were all in separate corners,
yeah,
we could take them off.
I was like, So I think I broke the rules.
You were fine.
I was drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, but that's what we did, and... Yeah, that's my week. I feel like I'm brain dead.
I literally have been feeling like I'm stroking out.
What's happening? This I'm like, month what are my words for everyone. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
But you know what? We're going to get through it.
We are going to get through it. No, we got this.
We got this.
And our topic today is bomb and amazing.
I know. We're like, what are we going to talk about? So we found the topic, and then Lee was like, this is so weird that something so similar is complete opposite. So I wanted to talk about basically negotiations and, like, when you present and you have a price, like, you stand firm on what you are presenting and how you, like, ways that you talk about that, where you're proposing this and, like, a you, like, what I can do for you, what do you want, how can this benefit you, this is what you said. And that's what I want to talk about. And Lee was like, wow, something very similar, like the personal side of it. You never talk about you talk about I, like the way I feel. So how about you talk about the I portion and I'm gonna talk about the you portion.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, because a lot of this has to do with either arguments or discussions or some sort of debate, like something is happening where you're both, the two people involved are discussing their feelings and they're trying to essentially win, and or I mean, you, I don't want to say win an argument when it's personal.
I love to win arguments.
I really like to win. So but when you're doing this personally, and like, let's say, you know, you and your significant other get into a fight, and you're like, I, in your brain, you're like, you're an idiot, you do this all the time, I want to scream because you're so stupid, why do you do this? That's what you're thinking in your brain, right? You're saying you. But the way to bring it across and the way to solve the problem most of the time is by saying, hey, let's chat. I feel like sometimes when you say things, it makes me feel like X, Y, and Z. And I struggle with that because in my personal experience of also X, Y, and Z, I tend to react this way. So can we talk about this? So then you flip it over and you're like, how do you feel? Instead of like,
you're so horrible. I hate the way you do that. Why are you doing that? You're so crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's so much more approachable.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
Right. Instead of if you threw a ball at my face and... I couldn't just say, hey, you're dumb for throwing a ball in my face. I would say, hey, Chelsea, you know, when you throw a ball in my face,
it hurts.
It hurts me. And I hurt. And, like, I just want you to know that that hurts me. And so could you explain why you threw a ball in my face?
I'm like, why, please?
Right.
Yeah. It's so weird, like, how the business world and, like, the personal side of things... Like, in business, you have to be able to relate to people, obviously, because people buy you. Mm-hmm. But it just is such a that's just such different rules and such a different game. But the thing, I think they're opposite, but they're the same. Because when you are in a sales situation, you're presenting something, and you want to talk about you, you're putting it in the way of their favor. Mm-hmm. So, like, instead, when you're having a personal conversation, you're taking the heat from it. But in a business, it's more like a... Like, you're being a consultant, so you're, like, benefiting, how can this help you type of... Does that make any sense? In
no,
my head,
it
it's
makes,
totally clicking.
It makes absolutely complete sense.
But, so, that's kind of what I want to talk about as we transition into, like, the you portion of a sales. Because when you get into, especially now, you guys, with so much going on with Corona, and people are wanting to save money and come back stronger and all of the things... price becomes such a big deal. And there's a couple ways to take yourself out of the pricing game. If you're comparing apples with apples, people are only going to look at the cost of the apples. If you take an apple and orange, they're not comparable. So what I mean by this is if you are selling a product, maybe pick a different product, give a good, better, and a best. And so it takes the comparison game out completely because it, like, I think we've made this comparison before. You can't compare, like, a pair of Lululemon to a pair of, I don't know, like...
jeans?
Sure, yeah.
Right.
You just
totally... They're both pants.
They're both pants.
They're totally different.
But they're totally different. You just can't compare them. And so that helps bring up the service side of things, but... when people are trying to bully you and beat you down about price, it is not, like, it's not your job to accept their problem as your own. So their problem is basically, like, my budget. This is my budget. Fix it or meet it. Well, there's two things you got to ask yourself. Why are they still talking to you? And what is really their budget? Like, what does a budget mean to you? Like, what does this all entail? Like, how important is your service? Like, when you said this to me... you know, if I can meet A, B, and C, maybe we take something away. So when we were building our house, we put our dream house together. And obviously, I mean, not our dream house, but for this house, a dream house, you know, all the things that we wanted.
Yeah.
And so when we were looking at that, it got to be very pricey. So we started pulling things away so it could meet our budget. So when you're in a sales position, maybe instead of like backing down your price, being like, well, maybe instead of this, we could do this. You know, maybe instead of the top of the line Wrangler outfit, let's put you in, you know, our house brand or something. Mm-hmm. And so then you're like being a consultant and like trying to help them, but you're not like becoming defensive and you're not just lowering your price, because when you lower your price, you immediately start coming off as a like kind of like a sleazy car salesman type of a thing.
Yeah, where it's like... why couldn't you have just done that price first?
Well, and that's
why,
like,
do you have to do it now?
Oh my gosh, can I just tell you, I have been in some situations where it's like I give them my best and they're like, well, they can come below this. And it's like, well, how? Like, ask yourself, how? Where are they making this up?
Yeah.
And so instead of lowering your price and meeting them there, because I've also been in a situation where my competitor kept lowering their price and they're like, okay, so can we just have it for free? Which is... no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to stand your ground, because that way you, they don't lose their trust in you, and you don't just come off as like, okay, whatever, I'll take off more. And before you know it, you've totally undervalued yourself. And then you offer something that you really can't sell or service because it's, you're not making money, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So I think just making sure you're asking all the questions, like, what is more important to you? Like, what are you wanting to pay for? Describe what your budget all entails. Is it just price, or is there other things, like, what does price mean to you? Ask yourself, like, when you're feeling like, oh crap, I've got to back down, like, to have some confidence, like, there's a reason they're meeting with you. Mm-hmm. You know, they could walk at any point. There is a reason that they are meeting with you.
Yeah.
And there's a product they want from you. So ask the question to reframe the problem as the buyer's problem versus your problem. And help the buyer find a solution for the problem versus just like keep meeting them, because they will take it, or people, they're going to take advantage of you. They're wanting cost savings and things like that. So, you know, they're going to take advantage of you.
Absolutely.
That's just human nature, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But.
And that, it makes a lot of sense, especially with what we were kind of talking about earlier, to bring it back to the you. I know that before you had mentioned this, you talked about like, a hot potato.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like every time they say, well, I think this is too expensive. It's a hot potato. And they just handed it to you. You throw it back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you said blah, 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 and this is how I helped you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is like a hot potato game of like always having to throw it back to them. But you're doing it unlike in a personal manner where you're attacking them. This is... yes. You specifically doing this to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, well, you said you needed this and I did this.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I mean, I don't know, like,
if I can meet A, B, and C, but we just can't do D, is that gonna be... I can meet your price range, but we're gonna have to take out the D portion.
Yes.
Just like buying a wedding dress, you know, there's a wedding dress that you definitely want, or your dream one, and maybe there's one that's just a little, maybe not as extravagant, for a little less. that's going to fit your budget. You know, it's not your problem to solve. Mm-hmm. Your problem is your what you're supposed to solve is give them solutions so they can come to that realization on their own.
Absolutely.
Not to fully solve their problem for them.
Completely.
Because there's power in choice.
There is power in choice.
Just felt right.
It felt right. Yeah.
So,
and in on the opposite side of this is when you're having like a personal issue, you're not trying to solve their problem. You're trying to solve your own problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe it technically is their problem and that's what you're trying to solve. But like you're trying to take this and make a solution for both of you, but primarily you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, it's so interesting how personal connections and the way we actually talk about solving problems is so different in a business world compared to a personal world. Well, and this makes me wonder. Let me just sit back really quick. This makes me wonder.
Okay. Ready for it.
Do you think that salespeople are worse at relationships?
Ooh, what a question.
Right?
I think, I don't know.
Like maybe,
tell me your thing. Just say it.
Like male salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're worse at relationships because they can't turn it off? I think women can easily turn it on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
here's what my take. Okay. Men can't turn it off, but women can, and they can be so much more like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, really stick Absolutely. It to you. Like, there's just more thought behind it, but I don't know. I mean, there's something that I find like almost attractive in like the sales process, especially in like an individual like dating or whatever. It's, mm-hmm. you know, there's things like when I'm arguing with Adam, even if it's like over something stupid, like not like a fight, but just like arguing over something.
Yeah.
It's so fun because he comes with his way of doing it and twisting it and manipulating it. And then I have mine. And we, even if he's wrong or if I'm wrong, like we just fully commit and we just go for it. Just like we could be talking about the grass or we could be just like, you know what I mean? Like totally not serious stuff.
Yeah.
Not serious stuff, but like a dishwasher. I don't know. Just like, just the sake to hear the other perspective on it. Mm-hmm. I think a good salesperson is good at arguing just because they can flip it and be like, well, this is what you said. You said you wanted this. You said you wanted this. You said you wanted this. And I just feel like in the sales type of situation, it's so personal. It's like our relationship. Like, how long are you going to be taking? How long are you going to take getting beat down by this customer for like, no more?
Right.
You know? Nope. That's what I have to ask my customers. Like, how long are you going to take this? Like, price increases and damage charges and all these things. How long are you going to take that kind of, air quote, abuse before you go somewhere else?
Yeah.
You got to make it personal.
You do.
I don't know. What do you think about that question?
I see. Here's the thing is I can't stand conflict for the sake of conflict.
Mm.
Like, someone who is just like a contrarian, just to be a contrarian, I freaking hate.
Yeah.
I think that you like inconveniencing other people and I hate inconveniencing other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I don't know. If Shane and I get into an argument and it's, I can tell for a fact that he agrees with me, but he is trying actively to just play devil's advocate
just to see how the conversation, well, I just want to play devil's advocate, whatever.
It's like, no. If you agree with me, you agree with me. Like, I have these conversations because I need to feel sane, and you need to have these conversations because you need to feel like a winner. And one of these is much more important, honestly, and feeling sane is much more important than being a winner. Okay? Like, we get it. You've won in life. You're an athlete. You have a very you have a wonderful job. You have a cool wife. You have the best cat in the house that likes you. You're a winner. I need to feel sane now.
Yeah.
Because I am the loser.
I've lost everything. I don't know. I think it just is when you're able to have a really in-depth conversation and have different points pointed out to you, mm-hmm. I think that to me is really interesting and appealing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is more so, like, specifically with arguments. This isn't, if, like, we're just having a discussion about
I think a subject, here's the thing.
I'm totally down with disagreeing. Yes,
that's you what I mean? That's what I meant more towards that, but yeah. I will say I will say, and Adam, like, totally gives me praises for this, which I'm really surprised, but, like, I could be 100% wrong and he is right, and I'll find out that he's right halfway through my argument, but I was so I have committed to my answer, and I just, like, speak it with authority, and it makes him question, and I'm like, yeah, like, I just commit to it. I mean, I think that's just personal for us, but I don't do that with a lot of people just because it's kind of rude. Yeah. but it's fine. But I think, yeah, I think in general, salespeople, especially guys, are good at arguing.
Yeah. I don't think they're good at arguing. I think that they enjoy arguing, which I think is worse than being good at it.
I think we're agreeing on the same thing and saying it differently.
Oh, no. We absolutely, we are exactly, yes, we are saying the exact same thing. Because I
1,000% agree with that. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. So, takeaways from this. Personally, you're going to say I. Professionally, you're going to say you. Because you want to give them a whiff them. What's in it for me?
Correct. And when you're doing it personally, you need to give them a whiffu. What's in it for you? If I express my feelings. Would it be a whiffy? A whiffy? Whiffy, yeah.
A whiffy.
Yeah. What's in it? What's in it for you? What's in it for you?
Mm-hmm.
If you are nice to me and hear my argument out. I don't know.
I don't know. I think
I was really trying hard to do something there, and it just wasn't working, but it's okay. Yes, whiffums are great in sales.
Yes.
And very, very important.
I think overall, overall what I'm trying to say is when you're in a professional setting and in a sales setting and you've presented, like, just hold firm to what you're saying and what you're presenting. Don't second guess yourself. Mm-hmm. Know you're there for a reason and they're meeting with you for a reason. And, you know, go with your best foot forward and have, like, faith in the product that you're going with and what you're selling. And there's more to a sell than just price. And you have to know what questions to ask, because price means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, be the consultant versus the salesperson. Like, find, like I said, don't give them the solution, but present many solutions that they can choose from. You know, if they can't do a certain cost, then give them a bunch of different options for a cost that can meet their needs. That's fair to both of you, because it's not fair to ask for good service for free.
Absolutely.
It's actually rude.
It actually sucks and you shouldn't do it.
And it's going to be a lose-lose. So, and I don't want to meet anybody in the grocery store and hurry and turn around the other corner because Louisville's small, so.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, so I hope that gives you guys a little bit of something to think about when you're in a sales process and presenting and giving your price, and helps you feel a little bit more comfortable. Like, no, girl, you gave them that price. You stick with that price.
Yes.
Their problem is not your problem.
It is not.
It is not your problem, and you're awesome, and you're wonderful, and they're choosing to meet with you for a reason, so have some faith in yourself, and don't just talk about price.
Don't.
Mm.
All about confidence.
That's
all
the thing.
All about confidence.
Confidence.
And, like, knowing. Like, you gotta know. Like, in a self-knowing, like, no, this is it. I'm so sorry that, like, this is not a back and forth anymore.
Yep.
This is my thing. If you would like it, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're not knocking anything else off. We've knocked everything off that we could.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably not a lot, because I'm not a car salesman. I probably haven't knocked off a lot of things, as this is the price.
Yeah, so just have some confidence. I think confidence will go so much farther when you give a price and you're why you're giving the price, then, you know, the buyer or the prospect is going to respect that ultimately. Mm-hmm. And some deals just, you have to wait for them to come back.
Yep.
There's some deals I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you in 6 months. Here's my number. It's just how it is. Because yeah. You can't give it away for free.
You cannot.
You can, but you're going to be mad.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's our sales episode for this.
What a great sales episode we are finally having.
I know. It's been a hot minute.
It's been a really hot minute.
This is a tribute to CJ and Sel.
Oh.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
So Hi. This is a little sales tribute to our old girl. And I hope it helps you, and I hope it helps you find some confidence in what you're doing, and you got this.
You've totally got this. You're confident, you're worthy, you're beautiful, and
you should wear those jeans more often.
You should absolutely. Those jeans make your butt look so good, and not like good, like, oh, like, they're just like good. Like, your butt in those jeans, girl, your butt in them jeans.
Girl.
Makes me want to snap my neck back twice. Girl. I love these microphones.
I don't even think we know what we're talking about. We're just talking in the microphone.
I'm so sorry you had to listen to this. Anyways, wear those jeans.
Yep, do the thing. Wear the jeans. Give the price. You got this.
Boom.
We're out. Bye. Bye.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. And at ADP, we're here to help guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of what each new day may bring. Learn more at ADP.com.